Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Superstar Studded Celebrity Match Game, where we match the wits between our celebrity panel and our K-Bear listeners, giving our listeners an opportunity to win fantastic prizes.
I like how you say wits, or like we really have.
Today on the panel, let's say hi to Mitch. Mitch is the king of everything at the radio station. You need something done, Mitch is your guy.
Yeah, king of both.
Mainly,
king
yeah.
of stuff.
Jimbo is filling in the blanks, Mitch.
Yes.
Alan, some blanks.
Oh, hey.
From cause.org. Beth going to be filling in some blanks today.
Hello.
And also Paul filling in the blanks.
Peter, how you doing?
From Retainer City, everybody say hi to Mr. Richard Retainer.
Oh, hi everybody. Thanks for having me in today. I appreciate it. It's a hot summer day out there, so we have a new retainer.
It's
got juice packs in it.
Oh, great
sure
idea.
It's not whiskey packs? I mean,
well,
you read.
You can fill it with whatever you'd like. Let's just say anything liquid, you can retain, you know.
Yeah, let's meet our contestants. First of all, everybody, say hi to Brad. Brad, tell us a little something about yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm a self-employed accountant. I live in Syracuse and just love K-Bear and love to rock, man.
Brad, you're going to be taking on Shane. Shane, tell us about you.
About me?
Okay.
Well, I am a truck driver.
You're breaking up on us wherever
did
you're driving
he's a
right
cliff
now.
A cliff diver?
He said he's
at the Mayan when they had those.
Did he say muff?
Right. Well, you know, it's T-Mobile, you know. It's not the greatest service.
A MILF diver?
The Major League Baseball All-Star Game was played the other night, so I thought it'd be a good time to check out things heard in baseball that sound dirty.
Kind of like that.
We're going to say a sentence and blank out one of the words, guys. Studio panel will fill in the blank, and then I'll ask you to fill in the blank. And you want to come up with a word or phrase that matches as many people on the studio panel as possible. Every time you get a match, you get a point. The person with the most points at the end of the game will be declared the winner. And today we're going to talk about things heard in baseball that sound dirty. And let me give you an example. I'm a huge fan of blank. I'm a huge fan of blank. What comes to my mind is poo holes.
Yeah,
I'm a huge fan of poo holes.
I was thinking bunting.
Bunting, yes, bunting.
I was thinking balls,
yeah.
Balls.
great answers. All right, let's go to Brad.
High, hard one.
Brad, I'm thinking.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm thinking of a number between 0 and 10.
Oh, well, let's go with 1.
Shane, a number between 0 and 10.
Yeah, I know that's 1.
Because it's always one. Brad, you'll be going first, but when we get to the lightning round, Shane, you'll get to go first. So let's play Superstar Studded Celebrity Match Game. All right, Brad, remember, don't shout out an answer until our studio panel has a chance to write their answers down. Things heard in baseball that sound dirty. He's rocking back and forth the entire time he's in the blank. He's rocking back and forth the entire time he's in the blank. Think about that, Brad, for just a minute. Things heard in baseball that sound dirty. He's rocking back and forth the entire time he's in the blank. Our studio panel is writing their answers down. We're talking about things heard in baseball that sound dirty. Let's go to Brad now. Brad, he's rocking back and forth the entire time he's in the...
box.
In the box.
Oh.
Can I giggle?
I get it.
Can I giggle? All right, let's go to Paul, first of all, our superstar from Cause and Cause.org. Check out Queenie, beautiful dog you brought in today. Paul, he's rocking back and forth the entire time he's in the...
catcher's position.
That's in the box. Good answer.
Oh!
Our superstar gives Brad a point. All right, let's go to Beth now, also from Cause. Beth, he's rocking back and forth the entire time he's in the...
I said box.
Box, there we go. 2 points for Brad. All right, let's go to Alan now. Alan, he's rocking back and forth the whole time he's in the...
I said the box.
In the box.
Yeah, baby.
All right, let's go to Mitch now. Mitch, the whole time he's in the...
warm-up position.
The warm-up position. Let's go to Jimbo now. Jimbo, rocking back and forth the whole time he's in the...
I said box.
Box. All right, 4 points, Brad. Let's go to Richard Retainer now from Retainer City. Richard... he's rocking back and forth the entire time he's in the...
I said in the catcher.
In the catcher. Yeah. Interesting answer, but I'm sorry, it's not a match. All right, the end of your first round, Brad. You got yourself 4 points. That is awesome, man.
Good job, Brad.
All right, Shane, it's time for your first round. Your opponent got 4 points. Let's see what you can do. We're talking things heard in baseball that sound dirty on the match game. That's 2 balls in a row that almost hit him right in the blank. That's 2 balls in a row that almost hit him right in the blank. That's 2 balls in a row that almost hit him right in the blank. Think about it, Shane. Our studio panel is writing their answers down. We're talking things heard in baseball that sound dirty. All right, let's go to Shane. Fill it in, Shane. That's two balls in a row that almost hit him right in the...
Chin.
Yeah, it's always weird when you got balls bouncing off your chin, huh?
Right.
They're bouncy.
Shane, there goes your social life.
Oh,
hey, booyah.
Ba-doom, boom, pow.
All right.
Increases it.
Let's go to Jimbo, first of all. Jimbo, things heard in baseball that sound dirty. That's two balls in a row that almost hit him right in the...
Ironically, I said chin.
Chin. Yep. All right, Shane. Got your first point. Let's go to Mitch now. Mitch, two balls hit him right in the...
I said foot long.
The foot long.
Who's got the foot long?
All right, let's go to Alan now. Alan,
Subway?
That's two balls that hit him right in the...
Guy going around there?
Oh, I said chin.
Chin. 2 points for Shane. Let's go to Beth now from cause.org, an event this Saturday from 11 to 4 at the PetSmart there off of 3rd West and about 18th South.
Come adopt kittens.
He's rocking, or that's two balls in a row that almost hit him right in the...
Pickle.
There you go. It's a match. Shane got a point. Let's go to Paul now, cause.org. Paul, two balls in a row, almost hit him right in the...
Face.
Face is a match. We're tied at 4 apiece. Let's go to Richard Retainer now. Richard, that's two balls in a row that almost hit him right in the...
Right in the retainer.
Right in the retainer. All right, at the end of the first round, we've got ourselves a tie score. 4 for Brad, 4 for Shane. It's time for the lightning round. Last sentence, you're both going to fill in the blank. Shane, you go first. Brad, you might want to think of two answers in case Shane steals your original idea. It's time now to play the lightning round in the match game. Things heard in baseball that sound dirty. Wow. The blank looked very impressive today. 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 Think about that, guys. And again, Brad, maybe think of two answers in case Shane steals your original idea. Okay, let's play. Shane, wow, that's, or
pitcher.
Wow, the pitcher looks very impressive today, the pitcher. All right, Brad, wow, the what looks very impressive today? I'm going to let even Shane change this if he wants to. Think of teams.
All right, let's see. Right in the Orioles.
Wow, the Orioles look very impressive today. Was that Brad?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to change your answer, or are you cool with pitcher?
I'm cool with pitcher. I can't do anything right now.
That's
right,
cool, man.
Good answer.
That's a good answer, actually.
Some pitchers are pretty good looking.
Let's go to Beth, first of all. Beth, wow, the...
I don't actually even know if this is a baseball team or not, but it always makes me laugh. The Crimson Tide.
The Crimson Tide looked very impressive today.
I'm sure they have a baseball team, too.
Yes, and that's a double match. 5-5 is the score. Let's go to Paul now. Cause. Go to cause.org. Check out all the dogs and cats. Paul.
And Aunt Flo plays for the Crimson Tide.
Wow. The who is looking impressive today, Paul?
The San Francisco Fairies.
The Fairies. Double match. 6-6 is the score.
Too obscure? Probably.
All right, let's go to Richard. Retainer in Retainer City. Richard, wow, the...
Let me take this retainer.
Okay, go ahead. We're talking about things heard in baseball that sound dirty. Richard, wow, the...
Summer sausage.
Looked very impressive today. Almost gave a match to the pitcher, but he left it in the dugout. All right, let's go to Mitch now. Mitch, wow, the...
Cold, frosty beers.
Look impressive today. All right, let's go to Jimbo now. Jimbo, wow, it looked very impressive today.
The Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam. Let's go to Alan now. Alan.
Is it tied right now?
Tied, 6-6.
Wow.
We're looking for Orioles, Brad. Pitcher, Shane. Wow, the what looked very impressive today.
I said the pitcher.
The pitcher looks very impressive today. And our winner is Shane. Congratulations, Shane. Yeah. You are the winner of today's Superstar Sunday Celebrity Match Game. We're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see... are we going to go with Vince Neil for this?
Sure, why not?
Shane, you want to see Vince Neil? Okay, we're going to hook you up at the Valoria Center. Hold tight for a second. I want to thank you both. And want to thank our studio panel. First of all, our superstars, Paul and Beth. Thank you for filling in the blanks today.
Hey, thanks for having us, guys. Come get some cats.
Richard, yeah. Thank you for coming on down. Retainer City, 90th South End, Sandy.
Absolutely. And I'll be at the Vince Neil show. I bet you he'll give you a high hard one.
Yeah, he will. It's Gay Bear 101.